about the PMP.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My colleague Theo will share now the presentation. I will start with the introduction, the overview of the PMP progress report, and Theo will give then the details of the BREAKS GTR. So again, next slide. Good afternoon, everybody. And we will have a short update of the PMP activities. At the beginning of the year, the first half, we had four PMP WebEx meetings, and three of them were dedicated on non-exhaust and one on exhaust emissions. Then after June, next slide, we had another five meetings where all of them were dedicated to non-exhaust and specifically for the BREAKS GTR. We continued the discussions even a few days ago in Geneva, where we managed to finalize some minor open points that had remained. Next slide. So on exhaust emissions, the topics were basically monitoring of the new procedures that we had introduced the last years and improvement on calibration procedures. On tires, as you know and you will hear in the next days, there is a task force on tire abrasion under GRPP, and PMP and GRP members participate. And for brakes, we have this GTR that was submitted today for light duty vehicles up to 3.5 tons. Next slide. So in June, we had the draft informal document, and in October, the working document, where we had two placeholders, one about regenerative braking and the other about families. So this amendment that we submitted these days has the solutions or the proposal for these two topics. In the current version, you will see all the details with Theo in a while. We have a fixed friction share coefficients that cover regenerative braking of different technologies. We had big disagreements on this point from OICA, and the preference would be to have a case by case, which would support also technology improvements and so on, and wouldn't penalize maybe some technologies. We reached an agreement at the PMP level that we will continue working on this topic with the aim to finalize this methodology in June 2023. Next slide, please. The other point is that the terms of references are expiring in June 2023. So we will start discussing now at PMP level what should be the next steps. At least we haven't heard that we shouldn't continue the work. And as you can see here, we have some topics, especially for brakes. For tires, I think we could continue with the monitoring of projects since the work is going on at another task force under GRBP and GRPE. For brakes, we have this topic that I just mentioned about the coefficients, the friction share, adaptation to possible future technologies that might not be fully covered with the current GTR, real-world cycles in the laboratory, and heavy-duty vehicles. For exhaust emissions, we believe we are well covered. We will we wish to continue, of course, discussing about monitoring and calibration procedures, especially for sub 23 that have been introduced in the last couple of years, and we might have some need to check the procedures for brake particles, which could be different materials, and they also have, of course, bigger particles, so we have to also check the procedures for these sizes. And I think with this, I can pass the floor to Theo for the details and the overview of the GTR that was submitted.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Could you please confirm that you can hear me well?